Our text is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Today is very special to us all, as the Lord's Day, but also as the day that we remember the birth of our Lord and our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And the doctrine that we name for this time is the Incarnation. And one of the loveliest phrases in one of the carols that we sing is the one that we shall be singing at the end of the service, "Veiled in flesh the Godhead see." That we believe that God has spoken in His Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. It is a day when we remember that heaven draws near to us and the way from earth is made to heaven on our behalf. We have a divine visitation. The record is simple. There is a purity and a simplicity in the record itself. If you remember the reading that we had, referred to the prophecy in Isaiah that a virgin should conceive and bear a son. Now, I've taken as my text that verse in Isaiah. And I can remember how I have been impressed myself at the prophecies in the Old Testament. And I can remember clearly that in the conversion of my own brother, that which moved him ultimately was the reading of Isaiah 53. And seeing then the foretelling of the sufferings of Jesus Christ and how they were fulfilled in the time of the New Testament. There's something very thrilling in discovering a verse referring to the birth or the death or the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, in the Old Testament. Therefore the Lord himself, says Isaiah, shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Then we enter into the time of the birth of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We sing carols. They're all very beautiful. We sing them all eventually at the time of Christmas. But I think the ones that we love are the ones that we have on Christmas Day, and perhaps a few others as well. I'm thinking of these. A long one, but a beautiful one. Once in Royal David's City. And these words: Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child. Simple words, yet so very beautiful and clean and pure. In such an impure and an unclean world, we are talking and thinking about things today that are clean and pure and beautiful. Then pass one of our favourites, Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. And then that remarkable line strikes for us now, the hour of grace. It's a tremendous line there. And then these words, sleep in heavenly peace. And do you remember this one? This is a carol that has captured, well, I don't suppose it's a carol, it's a hymn on the Incarnation that has captured my imagination in the last few years. Let earth and heaven combine, angels and men agree, to praise in songs divine the incarnate deity, our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. He laid his glory by, he wrapped him in our clay, unmarked by human eye, the latent Godhead lay. Infant of days, here he came, and here the mild Emmanuel, and bore the mild Emmanuel's name. Then this particular verse: he deigns in flesh to appear, widest extremes to join, to bring our vileness near and make us all divine. And we the life of God shall know, for God is manifest below. Beautiful. Widest extremes to join, and we the life of God shall know. That is our story. And that is what we remember, particularly when we remember the birth of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. prophets foretold him. And so we come to these words. Therefore, the Lord himself, no one else, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, just three words. A sign, a son, a saviour. And a few minutes on each one. A sign. We all love to have a sign. People love to have some indication, some guarantee, some earnest, some promise that there will be a realization of that which is spoken of. And it says here, well, who makes the promise? The Lord himself. See, the choice words, aren't they? The Lord himself. No one else. The Lord himself. Now, that is first told to us in the time of the prophet Isaiah, and also the time of King Ahaz, who was paying little heed to a sign that had been given to the kings of Israel. And so God, in rebuke, tells him, but there will be a greater sign, not only to Israel, but to the Gentiles as well, and to a greater congregation than the congregation of the immediate Israel at the time. It will be a sign. Sign is an indication. And here it also is a promise, and it is conceived in the heart of God. God decided in eternity, told in the Old Testament to the prophet, and saying, there will be something that people will know that this is true. There will be an indication that you'll know this birth is special. There will be a sign. Now then, God himself says this, and God is behind it. Do you remember when we were going through the epistle to the Romans, that in regard to the Gospels, we had this verse regarding the Gospel of Jesus Christ. For I am not ashamed, says Paul there, for I am not ashamed of the Gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. The power of God behind the Gospel, behind the sign, God himself. Who gave the sign? God did. Are you sure? Yes. God himself gave the sign. What is the sign? This is a sign, it says. A virgin shall conceive. Contrary to all nature, you might say it is an impossible thing. A virgin shall conceive. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. You remember the verses that we could read in Luke, and that is in chapter 1, and round about verses 34 or so, let me read them to you. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Wonderful, isn't it? Beautiful. That holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. This is a sign, it says. If you want to know, what will there be so special that you'll know that this is the birth of the Messiah? How will you know that this is the birth of Emmanuel? How will you know that this is the birth of Jesus? He will be born of a virgin. That will be the sign. And secondly, who is born? The Son. The Son of God. Let me read you verses from Hebrews. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he hath made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Who is this that does that for us? Who is this that purges our sins? This is the one that after God has spoken many times through Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Amos, and so on, the prophet then gave his final word in Jesus Christ. What is he like? The brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on the high. Why a son? Why the Son of God? Because it was the will of God, and because no one else could it take on such a task. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He does not send an archangel or an angel or a lesser messenger or a lesser being to do this dreadful and difficult task of coming to live in order to die on a cross as a penalty for our sin, in order that we might live. To do such a task, you might say, let delegate that to some lesser angel. No, such is the importance of this, to make the sons of earth the sons of God. The Son of God himself pays our debts. It is the birth of the Son of God. No other religion, no other ideology, no other name. Bring all the names together, they are all too mean and too unworthy to be compared to the name of Jesus Christ. We may be tolerant and kind in many ways, but when it comes to our Christian faith, then we are intolerant, because it is God's final word. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, said Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we must be faithful to him. Lastly, a sign, a son, a saviour. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The little syllable L at the end is for God, and it's that name of God which refers to his glorious deity. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. We read in Matthew earlier on together, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now then, is God with you in a real way? Yes, in a general way we can say he is creator and upholder of his creation, and in a general way we are the sons and daughters of God in a general way. But in that intimate way that we are sons and daughters of God, in that we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, we are able to say that God is with you in that way. There are things that we believe with our minds. There are things that we experience with our heart. But mainly, it is a visitation of the grace of God into our hearts. And Christ is born in our hearts as a Saviour. And we're able to say, we thank thee, Lord, for the gift of forgiveness of sin. We thank thee, Lord, for the gift of everlasting life. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Do you remember? Born once, you die twice. Physical death, eternal death. Born twice, you die once, and then live forever. Your physical birth, your spiritual birth. We're able to say, oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Saviour and my God. And what a day for the second birth, the day that Jesus Christ was born. We only have our physical death if the Lord tarries, and then with him forever. Emmanuel, he then is our Lord. Before I read today, I open this Bible in this page. Out lovely, there is that blank page after the Old Testament. And then the title, the New Testament, of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Saviour and our Lord. My Saviour is my Lord. And this Lord is my guide. And he will lead us in a plain path. Yes, there are circumstances. They can be variable. Times of adversity, times of prosperity, times of weakness, times of strength, times of joy, times of sorrow. Such a variety of things can take place in the span of 1 year or a week or a day. Such a variety of things. But this is for us who have Christ born in our hearts. Emmanuel, God with us. In our sorrow, Emmanuel. In our joy, Emmanuel. In our prosperity, Emmanuel. In adversity, Emmanuel. God with us, because we have believed. He is our guide. He will never forsake us. Even when we come into valleys that have shadows like unto the shadow of death, and even the final valley of the shadow of death, we are told in that particular psalm, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, Emmanuel. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, Emmanuel. Thou preparest a table before me. What is all this? That the Son, who was a sign from heaven for us of salvation, is our Saviour and is our Lord. And his name, an intimate name for us, is Emmanuel. And in judgment, we shall not stand alone. We shall have a companion there. And as if he would whisper a name in our ear and say, fear not the judgment of God. You'll be able to sing again the terrors of law and of God. With me can have nothing to do. My Saviour's obedience and blood hide all my transgressions from you. And then to confirm it, he might say, Emmanuel, God is with you. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Think in your heart, on this Christmas day, on this Lord's day, on this Sabbath of the Lord, Emmanuel, God with me, now and forever. 'Tis but a simple request, but a simple request. He comes to the frontiers of our soul. He comes to the frontiers of our mind. He comes to the frontiers of our hearts. And by God's grace, a desire in our heart comes to us. O come, Emmanuel. O come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart to stay. Let us pray. Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we can come to thee in our Saviour's name and ask thy blessing upon us all here. Grant us, O Lord, thy grace, and that it might be the experience of each one that God is with us in this day, on this day, and in all our days and the circumstances of our lives, and that we might be glad that this is true. In a day, O Lord, when there seems to be such a departing from everything that seems to be good and honourable, yet, O Lord, the city of God remaineth, and God is with his people. Accept our praise, O Lord, for this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.